This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, it looks like Donald Trump is already doing pretty good. Had a lot of fundraising happen on Saturday night, some $50 million. I'm telling you, I think you got a lot of people out there, a lot of businesses, a lot of people who understand that if you don't have the right kinds of policies, if you don't have the right kind of leadership, you know, everybody's going to suffer. And I actually appreciate what Trump was saying just before going into Mar-a-Lago, saying that, you know, everybody's concerned. He mentioned poor people, rich people, this kind of thing. But really, it's across the board. And that's where we need to be in this country. That's where you win elections, is when there is that growing consensus that what we're doing right now is not working. The direction we're going right now is leading us down the wrong path. Now, Biden's going to try to make it look. In fact, he said it's Scranton versus, Pebble Beach or something like that. But trying to make it look like, oh, it's just all, you know, a bunch of rich people for Donald Trump. But no, there's people from all walks of life that are looking at making a big change in November. That's my estimation. Folks, welcome to the program. Monday edition, of course, is right here. And we're live. We're ready to go. 949-822-7959 is the number. And we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our good guest, Frank Salvato, our good friend, I was going to say. And he is a good guest at the same time, but he's our good friend. And, of course, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And so without further ado, we do have our good friend Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kyle. I'm channeling my inner Adrian Cronauer.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. That's right. That's right. The DJ back from the days of Vietnam and immortalized by the incomparable Robin Williams. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, you know, so much happens even in the time where we talk on Fridays and then you're back on Mondays. Did you see what happened in Dearborn, Michigan with this rally, with, you know, obviously anti-Israel rally, but it turned into an anti-American rally where they were chanting literally death to America?
Well, this is the town and the region around that town, that community that has instituted Sharia courts. You know, they don't care for the American justice system, so they've gone with the Islamic justice system. This is what happens when you don't integrate people into your societies and you just allow factions to bring the chaos and inferior, and I'm going to say it, inferior belief systems to the United States. There's nothing superior about the Islamist ideology. It's, as a matter of fact, it subjugates women. It says that it has to conquer the earth, that it's superior to every other religion. This is in their texts. It's not just an opinion that is shouted in the streets in Dearborn or Islamburg. It's what's in their texts. So when you don't assimilate, when you don't become a piece of the melting pot that is the United States, and you bring your factionalized ideology here, you begin to balkanize our country. So right now, you know, Dearborn, Michigan is no different than Beirut, Lebanon or Gaza. It's the mindset is the same, and it's very dangerous for people who believe in freedom and individualism and, you know, Americanism. It's abhorrent what happened in Dearborn.
Well, it is. And, you know, we've always had sometimes some different religious sects that have existed. You know, people think about, say, for example, the Amish. They have sort of their own way of doing things, and they have their own sort of culture and so forth. But nobody would ever be very concerned about an Amish farm nearby. And I'm trying to put it in a context in the sense that because they're not calling for the destruction of the United States of America, as we were hearing at this rally. And then they chanted death to Israel. And the speaker said it was the most logical chant that is shouted across the world today. That's a direct quote, basically.
Well, that's very scary. The speaker is a hateful person.
Yeah.
Anybody who screams death to anybody is a hateful person. You know, so understand this person for the sickness that it is. It's unacceptable to be a hate monger. We don't care for that. You want to be critical of the United States? Sure, go right ahead. That's what freedom of speech is all about. Go ahead and look at things and criticize. I would suggest that you have to bring something to the table to make the place better when you criticize. But when you start saying death to people and death to nations, that's the stuff of Friday in Tehran.
Right. Right.
You know, that's not being critical. That's being hateful. And, you know, where's the left when it comes to hateful speech like this? I thought they were all about punishing people for their hate speech.
Right.
You know, they do it to everybody else. They do it to people who pray in front of abortion clinics.
Right. Well, that's right. But the hate speech issue is only if it helps their agenda. You know, and because their agenda is not totally dissimilar. They also are very, we'll just say, not critical of America, but they think, again, the system that we have in this country is bad. It's not fair. It's whatever it is that they want to call it. And they're looking for some kind of fundamental transformation. Where have I heard that before?
No, it's okay to criticize, like I said earlier. It's okay to criticize your country, but bring something to the table to make it better. If you just want to destroy it, then leave.
Well said, Frank. Absolutely well said. All right, stay right there if you would, because we're coming up to the first break here in hour number 4. Folks, we're going to come right back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So here we are on Monday, everybody. And, of course, the big eclipse is going to be happening later today. And that means, as I mentioned earlier, the sun will be covered up by the moon. And partially, of course, in most places. And day will turn to night. But it doesn't matter to us here on this program because we're nocturnal anyway. So if day turns to night, that's we're very comfortable. We'll just keep going. We'll probably do the show in the middle of the eclipse just because we'll think it's night, I guess. Well, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And if you have any questions or comments for our good friend and guest, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, we were talking about what was happening in Dearborn, Michigan in the first segment. But certainly the big news coming out of Israel right now is the IDF is pulling out. They say that they've ended their ground invasion. They're going to be pulling back. But they're kind of getting ready to do something else. That seems to be part of the consensus, especially from people like John Kirby. But and that means going into Rafah at some point. What do you make of all this?
Well, first, I make out of this that John Kirby is an idiot, so I don't necessarily listen to him. He's risen to the level of his own dysfunction. It's a joke that he is an authority. As far as South Gaza is concerned, the IDF is leaving one contingent there, a small contingent, to make sure that things don't boil over. And I believe they're going in to put the sword in the neck. Up in Rafah, Netanyahu, even the people protesting against Netanyahu support going after and obliterating Hamas. And Hamas has set itself up to be the bad guy here. They're continuously the bad guy Every time Israel turns around, they're proving that Hamas has done something atrocious. We know that they're a designated terrorist organization by our own State Department, so we shouldn't be defending them by any means. They don't deserve a ceasefire. They brought it to Israel. Israel is taking it to them. So I think you're going to be seeing the final blow come into Rafah, and then it's all about cleaning up the pockets and making sure that the rats that scattered into the unseen tunnels are found and extinguished. I have no compassion for anybody who's in Hamas or who supports Hamas. Like I said, they're a terrorist organization.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they're akin to Hezbollah. They're akin to the Taliban. They're akin to Al-Qaeda and, you know, the Taliban. We left and said, okay, well, we're done here in Afghanistan, and they have reverted to the most strict version that they have ever been. Women have no freedom over there again. They're being completely dominated by Sharia law over there, which is anti-woman all the way around. And, you know, we've got an administration here that says it was successful withdrawal, and we should help make Gaza more like Afghanistan. Well no.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why the disconnect, though, you know, in terms not only from the American administration, because you're talking about, of course, and I agree, they're going to go into Rafah. They're going to find a way to do this. But the American administration does not want them to do that. They've made that abundantly clear. Evidently, there'll be policy changes if they do, basically. But where's the disconnect with not only the Biden administration, but then also with the people who can see what you just talked about, where women are subjugated in the most heinous of fashion under this kind of rule, that why isn't there the outrage from the left in this country about that?
But that's a great question. Ever since we had Basics Project, which was a nonprofit education organization back in the 2000s, and one of the planks in there was helping people to understand about Islamofascism. Ever since, I've been preaching about why do we tolerate the way women are treated in Islam anywhere in the world? Well, they're not only subjugated; they are literally in the texts of the Quran, worth half that of a man. You know, if you were to say that in the United States at the University of California at Berkeley, you know, hi, ma'am, do you know that you're worth half that of a man? You'd get beaten.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well,
and it goes back to what we were talking about in Dearborn, because you mentioned the idea of the basically, you know, trying to impose Sharia law, have their own sort of system, which is completely, you know, cut off from the American system. And it's really what you're describing is the kind of things that we heard about in other countries, and we thought, well, that'll never happen here, the so-called no-go zone, that kind of thing.
Well, Sharia law is Sharia law wherever it is. Doesn't matter whether it's Dearborn, Michigan, or in Islamabad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a perfect example of how totalitarian and anti-woman the entire Islamic culture is that if a woman is, and this is per the Quran, this is not just me, this is in their texts that rule their ideology. If a woman is raped, she has to have four male witnesses to that rape who are willing to come forward and testify. Otherwise, and get this, she has committed adultery, and under Sharia law, adultery is punishable by death. And not just, hey, let's take you out in the courtyard and lop your head off. It's death by stoning.
Right.
So where is the Me Too movement? Where is the feminist movement in the West who made such strides to make sure that women are seen as equal to men? Well, they're in the far left, and the far left doesn't recognize the atrocities that the Islamic culture places on women.
Well, is part of this because there is a, you know, I hate to say this, right, but is there there's a sort of a concert that goes on between the far left
and the Islamic radical, as it were, in terms of its hatred of the United States or our capitalist system, or, you know, take your pick.
No, you're right. There are commonalities between the very far left, the Marxist left, and the Islamic ideology, because they're both totalitarian.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that they are the only way to move forward. They hate anybody who opposes them, try to silence them, by whatever means. And in that respect, they are birds of a feather. And this is one of those times where you're going to see, if in fact they reign supreme, which I pray every day that does not happen, because it would be a brutal world if Marxists and Islamists ruled it. But if they were to prevail, they're going to end up standing there at their victory parades and then turning on each other and trying to slaughter one another.
Yeah.
Because one of them is going to insist that they are correct and everybody else is wrong. That's the danger and the malady and the evil of totalitarian rule.
To that point, they realize, well, we have some kind of common goal, so we'll just kind of let it go until we have to have, you know, the ultimate fight, basically.
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the mindset that's happening here when you triangulate it. And that's why it's very dangerous what the Biden administration is doing with Iran and, through them, Hamas and Hezbollah. They really... And it's typical, and we talk about this all the time, they didn't think it through to the common sense, logical end. All they can see is, I can farm votes out of this for November.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is figure out what the narrative is to try and get it out there as loud and as repeated as often. They don't see the logical conclusion, where you're putting totalitarians in control of people, and when that happens, you've got things like happened in China and the Soviet Union, when millions of people are slaughtered.
Yeah, exactly. It takes on a life of its own, and then we always look at it and we say, what a shame, because, you know, that would never happen here. Or if those totalitarians came to my front door, I'd tell them what for and stuff like that. And it can happen, you know, it can happen in such a way that it just kind of starts taking over. And that's why we have to be ever vigilant about this stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right. Sounds great to me. Folks, we'll be right back. More with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Also, author of the book Nullification. You can find it over at Amazon.com as well. Stay right there, because there is much, much, much more to go on this Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Bird. Gas prices rose 7 cents over the last couple of weeks to a new national average of $3.67 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says the rise has been driven by a hike in crude oil prices and the more expensive summer blend of gas designed to reduce smog, which is now at the pumps. However, she adds that the cost is expected to go up even further.
We may well see somewhere between 7 to 10 cents, or maybe up to 20 cents per gallon hike at the pump, depending on how frightened the world becomes that Iran will produce a new retaliation upon Israel, this time within Israel's boundaries.
The House and Senate are in session on Monday in what looks to be a very busy week on Capitol Hill. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So, folks, I hate to tell you, but we continue to have a terrible case of the Houthis. I hate to tell you this, but evidently they are have been recently firing at U.S. and British ships. And it seems to me, I've just come to this conclusion that if you vote for nothing else in November, you know, vote to get rid of the Houthis or to stop them in some way, shape, or form, because we are not going to stop the Houthis anytime soon with Joe Biden. And if we give Joe Biden another 4 years, we're going to have another 4 years or worse of the Houthis. I'm telling you this, folks. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you have a question or a comment for our guest, Frank Salvato, author of the book Nullification. And, of course, he's also from undergroundusa.com. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
So, I don't know, what do you think? Maybe Trump should just make a special commercial and say, I will get rid of the Houthis on November 6th, or no, pardon me, in January of 2025, I will get rid of the Houthis for sure.
Well, it's, you do get to juxtapose what is happening today with what happened during his 4 years as president. And that's something that a lot of people have been saying. If you listen to Victor Davis Hanson, he wrote a book that's coming out, I believe, today, that is all about that. You need to dispense with the overblown and false narrative that Orange Man bad. You may not like the man's attitude. You may not like the way he speaks. But you have a performance record to look at to juxtapose against where we are today. And it's night and day. No eclipse joke. It's night and day. The economy was better. The world was more peaceful. There were peace accords throughout the Middle East. Iran was bottled up. China was not threatening Taiwan every single day by action. You know, we were energy independent. There was elevated home ownership across the demographic board. There was elevated business startups across the demographic board. So, you know, you may not like mean tweets, but the fact is everybody from top to bottom was better off when Donald Trump was president. So what do you vote for? Yeah. Do you vote for the things that you can't see, the shallow promises of people who have run our country and our reputation around the world into the ground? Or do you vote for someone who says, here's what I did. These are my policies. We tried them. They worked.
Yeah, proof in the pudding. Classic commercial strategy. Look, this works. And here's the proof. But you know what, Frank? We got our couple of lines already lighting up here for you. Let's head on over. Let's say good morning to Mel in New York. He's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Mel.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Frank. My question is, you know, you were saying that he's Islamic terrorist, or, you know, Islam itself has no respect other than a woman is 50% of a man. Now, don't these sons of God, don't they realize, don't they have a mother? Don't they respect their mothers? I mean, without them, their raggedy asses would not exist. I just don't understand these simple sons of, you know, it makes me so god darn angry that these animals would even think of such a thing. You know, we all come from a woman's womb. And that is not enough respect to give a woman her respect that she deserves. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, good.
And that's my question.
Good question. Thank you, Mel. I appreciate the call very much.
Yes.
Yeah, take care. So what do you think, Frank? Mel makes a good point. It just seems it should be universal, but it's not.
No, it isn't. It's absolutely not. And that's why the ideology of Islamism is a strained one. When you go into, and not a lot of people can or do, and there's not a lot of cameras there to be able to see it, but you can witness it in some locations in the Islamic world. You can see young males from families correcting and chastising their mothers because they are male and their mothers are female.
Wow.
You know, this is not something that's an isolated thing. This is common among the devout. You know, I keep saying this. The devout is the issue here. Muslims that don't adhere to let's kill the Jews that hide behind every rock, you know, and who respect females, they're not devout because they're not following the religious text by the numbers. It's the devout that we've got a problem with. There needs to be a reformation in the Islamic faith that expunges the tyranny, the violence, the inequity.
Yeah.
You know, every faith has had a reformation at one point or another where they purged things that were tyrannical or inequitable or not, you know, just not religious.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so Islam must go through a transformation. That's going to be a tough row to hoe because the Quran is said to be the literal word of Allah.
Yeah.
It's not an interpretation like the Bible. The Bible are, you know, the assembly of books of people who are recounting. That's not what the Quran is. The Quran is supposed to be the literal word of Allah. And to reform that is to go against the word in their eyes. So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be something that's a very long road if it ever happens at all.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, we've got Anthony in Tampa. He's has a question or comment for you this morning, Frank. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Frank Salvato.
Hey, good morning, Kyle, Frank. You know, Frank, it's interesting that of the two Middle Eastern religions, Judaism, Islam, Islam is the only one that hasn't broken out of that Deo dominance over the woman and the harsh treatment of punishment for any small fault of the female. They'll hand down a death punishment. Yet here in this country, you have people who are standing up for that type of treatment for women. And you're right about the feminists here. How come they're not standing up? You have the shriekers on The View. You have the woman who's kind of infatuated with the Herman Munster attire, and yet none of them seem, and the media here seem to be silent over it. Also, the fact that the radical, and again, I don't believe there's a moderate Muslim. You can't be a moderate sidestepping what's written in the Quran. The fact that they're destroying artifacts, archaeological areas, even of not only of Christian and Jewish sites, but also a Buddhist, Hindu. So they're trying to eradicate any evidence that would show failure on their foundation of religion. They hate their religion being scrutinized. That's the only religion that fears scrutiny of the religion, and if anything attempt wise is being done, they'll show threats. I mean, look at Robert Spencer. I mean, when he wrote that book, you imagine the threats he's gotten because he's scrutinizing Islam. So, your view on that, Frank? Thank you.
Very good call. I appreciate it, Anthony. Yeah, what do you think, Frank?
Well, you know, this has been a conversation that has needed to take place since before 9/11, but especially after 9/11. If we're going to understand why the devout, and again, you know, he said there are no moderates. You know, I'm going to say it a little bit differently. There are devout and there are non-devout. If we're going to understand why the devout can actually rationalize slamming airplanes into towers in New York, then we have to be honest enough to look at what that ideology is for all of its bad points and some of the few good points that it has. But you're seeing the bottom line of that ideology in Dearborn, Michigan, when you hear death to America, death to Israel. They believe in death more than they believe in life.
Yeah.
And bin Laden said that point blank. We'll win because you value life more than you value death. Islamists value death. They believe, the devout believe that, you know, 72 virgins, man. You know, this is what happens when I blow myself up.
Yeah. Well, Frank Silvato, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again on Friday, my friend. Take care.
Stay low, my friend, and don't look up at the sky today.
You're right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
There's a light on in your window. There's a shadow on the street.
Wow.
Two silhouettes tell me.
Just wow. The Monday edition, folks, really is flying by this morning. And, well, that's, you know, that's part of our intent as well. You know, as you go through your morning, and we help to make that go a little bit faster, hopefully, as we head into Monday proper here. And it's going to be a great week of broadcasting, of course, here on the show. And something Frank Salvato said just as we went out from that last break. He said, don't look up in the sky. Well, he's right. Unless you have the proper thing to use, don't look directly at the solar eclipse. That's the best public service announcement we could give today. Many years ago when I was in grade school, they had an eclipse, and you could use two pieces of cardboard. You'd drill a hole in one of the pieces, and then you'd project the sun onto another piece of cardboard. You could see the progress of it. So, and it's low tech, but it's also safe for your eyes. Well, folks, it's time now to talk with Patrick Hyland. He's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. He's also the insurance quarterback. And good morning, Patrick. Are you going to be trying to see some of the eclipse later today?
I'm going to give it a shot down here in Florida. I don't think we're going to get as good a look as the people of the Midwest. But
yeah.
Hopefully it'll be fun, and we'll get a good shot at it.
So indeed.
That's what it's all about. And it hasn't happened for 40-plus years, so pretty neat. So I'm excited about looking at it and see what happens.
Indeed.
And speaking about speeding by, you say the show's speeding by, you're not kidding. And Byron wins the Sunday Cup race at Martinsville Speedway yesterday, and he was flying by. That's a really tight track up there, Kyle, and it was a great race. It really came down to the finish. They had to go into overtime and had a little two-lap sprint to see who won it all. It's pretty interesting for Hendrick Motorsports. All three of their drivers came in first, second, and third. That doesn't happen very often.
Wow.
Okay, when your whole team does it. And it was the 40th anniversary for the motorsport organization. So Hendrick had one heck of a weekend, and God bless him for it. So really exciting, a lot of fun. It's a tight track. It's kind of like an Indy NASCAR combination, though, the way they really have to hit the corners. So I liked it. It was a lot of fun to watch. They also had golf going on. His guy separated his shoulder and still hung in there to win it. So it was a great match. I mean, this kid shot, you know, 9-under just to get into the playoff, Kenny McCarthy. And, you know, just missed it. You know, he wanted to get there to earn a trip to the Masters, and he just fell a little short. So, but very exciting for Danny and also for the kid. So, it's kind of funny. He kind of hurt his shoulder when he made a birdie putt.
Is that some spectacular swing or something? Yeah. I know. That's ironic, isn't it? You know, Patrick, I had a quick question for you. As a matter of fact, my son would probably get after me if I didn't ask you this question, but it has to do with Noland Chanuel, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He's an Angel, but he had a streak of reaching the base at 30, but yet there was a call that was retroactively changed, which sort of ended his streak, and there's been a kind of a dust-up and the MLB about this. What can you tell us about that? Or, you know, it just seems like here you had to, I think he's a rookie player too. He's doing really good.
Yeah, it's funny you bring him up. You know, he was born in Florida, in Boca Raton.
Oh, wow. That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, man. Not too far from here, a couple hours directly east, a little south, and you're there. So kind of a neat guy that came out of the area and did well. He played for the Florida Atlantic Owls, too, a team down there that FAU. Howard Schnellenberger, for people that really love sports, will know him from winning the national championship for the University of Miami and also being offensive coordinator for Don Shula's perfect season with the Dolphins. But he's one who started Florida Atlantic University, so pretty neat. And that's where this kid played. You're right. It was a retroactive change to the game that hurt him. So, you know, it's just, one of those things, the way the clock has changed the game. And I get it. I don't like when these things happen, but I do like what they're doing with the game. I think baseball has done it perfect with the changing of the rules, changing of the time of the game. You have to make it interesting. You have to keep the pace up. Especially the kids of today, you know, they're so much more into basketball because it's that fast pace. Football, they want a lot of scoring. Well, baseball wants some scoring too, and they want the game to last 3 hours with people getting in and out of the batter's box, pitchers stepping off the rubber all the time, Cal. So that's what occurred, unfortunately. And, you know, I don't like that it happened, but, you know, It's the way it goes, you know. They appealed the decision for the kid, the Angels. I respect that. They're trying to say, come on, man. You know, so it's just the way it is. You know, you drop the ball back in the day, you can try to get to first base and run it out. But now it's, you know, Alvin Davis. You know, for all our fans up there in the Seattle, Washington area, the Seattle, Mariners, Alvin Davis holds the major league record for reaching base in his first 47 games. So it would have been nice to see what this kid could have done.
But, yeah, exactly.
You know, That was a good question. Well, you know what else is this week, Sir Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
The Masters, baby.
Oh, that's
great. Everybody's looking forward to that. I can't wait, man. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch that. So we'll see. We'll talk, obviously, more about that on Friday and see who's leading. It's hard to go coast to coast, as I call it, in the Masters. Very, very seldom you see the leader on Friday morning and Thursday night have the lead, depending on the weather, of course. Sometimes they get it all in on Thursday. Sometimes they don't, is my point.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Getting ready for the NBA finals now, coming up soon, and the NHL, finals, the playoffs, baby. We'll see who makes the final cut to get there and make it to the finals. Iowa got beat, in the basketball championship. Caitlin Clark did a nice job yesterday, but just wasn't enough. Congratulations, to their season and the way it just all worked out. So I wish her well, and hopefully things, work out for her. But, give credit to the other team. Perfect season. South Carolina came through, and congratulations to them. So pretty neat, pretty neat. We'll see what UConn can do tonight against Purdue.
Yeah.
Kyle, that's going to be one heck of a matchup to see if they can go back-to-back. The last team to repeat was the Florida Gators back in 06 and then, in 07. They did it those two seasons. And we'll see if UConn can do it. I bring that up for two reasons, because the AM860 is the home of the Florida Gators for football and basketball. So
that's right.
All the Florida Gator fans out there, something to be proud of. It really would have been a great storyline if the Gators could have met UConn, this year for it all, or at least, in the Final Four, even Elite Eight would have been neat to see, just if they could have mustered up something to knock them out. But what a great storyline for the basketball's been.
Mm-hmm.
NC State, Jim Valvano, everybody knows, beat cancer with V. And that's what the younger generation knows. The older generations remember, Jimmy Valvano, the coach at NC State. So they were 11th seeded and made it to the Final Four. So give them credit. That was pretty neat. You got two number one seeds, both Purdue and Connecticut, going at it. So that's what it's going to be all about. And I like to think I'm a number one seed, Kyle. Find me being a little bold. I'm really tongue-in-cheeking it, man, when it comes to helping people out with their insurance and financial needs. I help people out every day, folks that are listening. I saved a guy the other day $200 a month on his prescriptions, so I help him out on that. I saved a guy another $50 a month with his life insurance. Got him another $50,000 of coverage for his family. So these are the things I do for people. If you use my expertise, knowledge, I can help you all. Also, feel free to give me a call, 813-966-1052. Talk to you Wednesday, Cal. Have a great day, man.
Hey, you too. Patrick, thank you. Take care. We'll come talk on Wednesday again, of course. We'll talk then. And, folks, we're out of here for the morning, but back bright and early tomorrow morning. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.